Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSat Net. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1568, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, June the 25th, 2024, which in UTC time is Wednesday, June the 26th at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we're on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston. The PL tone is 123.0, and I hope everybody survived field day all right, and I will now take local check-ins. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat Net, and just reminding everybody, you can call and make a quick phone check-in to 713-467-9870. You can also send an email, that's to WestVirginia5Yankee, and at amsat.org, that's WV5Y at amsat.org. And you can also do an APRS message, as Andy used to like to say. That's to West Virginia 5 Yankee, with no dashes and no numbers. So WV5Y will get you right through with a APRS message, and we haven't had any check-ins via APRS for a while. Okay, we're going to start with a little bit of information. Our announcement from the South Texas Balloon Launch Team, they have their monthly meetings on the second Wednesday of the month, and that happens at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon at usually a local restaurant here in Houston. And then they have a Zoom meeting that happens over at k5wh.net/Zoom. So we appreciate Walter there putting that on for us. And they take care of their final business, and I know they have had some more packages that they were working on, so there probably will be some more balloon launches going up here, so we'll keep an eye out for that. Okay, we hope everybody had a good field day. I heard somebody call me on the International Space Station. I didn't manage to get my call through to somebody who, I didn't get the guy's call sign. He answered me back, so I didn't make a good contact, but it was close. But I did manage to work about 400 contacts there on HF, so it wasn't too bad for me. Okay, we're going to go over here to the AmSat News Service bulletins. And let's see, this is ANS Bulletin number 175, the AmSat News Service Weekly Bulletins. And this is from Paul Stotzer. And that's, let's see here, got to go to the top. The AmSat News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AmSat, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AmSat News Service bulletins via the ANS list. To join the list, you go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. Okay, We've announced when this year's symposium is taking place. So save the date for Symposium 2024 from AMSAT. Mark your calendar now for the 2024 AMSAT Symposium, which is October 25th through the 27th, 2024, at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Tampa Rocky Point Waterfront in Tampa, Florida. Watch for announcements concerning further details as the plans are formulated. Okay, the LNI 43 launch carrying MESAT 1 is scheduled in a couple of days for June the 27th, 2024. It's the University of Maine's first satellite, MESAT 1, carrying a telemetry transmitter and linear transponder provided by AMSAT, and experiments designed by schools in Maine will head into orbit as early as late this week as part of NASA's LNA 43 launch. The LNA 43, or Educational Launch of Nanosatellites number 43 mission, includes 8 CubeSats flying on Firefly Aerospace Alpha rocket for its Noise of Summer launch from Space Launch Complex 2 at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The 30-minute launch window will open at 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time Wednesday, June the 26th, which is 12 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time Thursday, June the 27th. Telemetry can be received using the same FOX-TELEM program that was used for most of AMSAT's recent payloads. We urge readers to download the latest FOX-TELEM version 1.12Z3 from www.amsat.org/tlm/leaderboard.php?ID=0 amper dB=FOX dB. And of course, Bruce makes the URLs available on amsatnet.com, so we appreciate him doing that for us, and makes it a lot easier for you if you want to check up on any of these URLs. All right, the FOX-TELEM program will decode telemetry from MESAT-1 as well as AO-91 and forward the results to AMSAT's central server for use by AMSAT engineering as well as by Maine engineers and students. MESAT-1 will study local temperatures across city and rural areas to determine phytoplankton concentration in bodies of water to help predict algal blooms, and also contains a linear transponder for amateurs to use. Watch ANS and other media for information about when the transponder will be activated. And I'm sure we'll have that information when it comes available in the future. And for more information on this satellite, you can visit www.mainsat.org/MESAT1. Okay, now we got the gritty stuff here, the stats. MESAT 1, okay, launched June 27, 2024. It's going to be a uplink on lower sideband, and that'll be on 145.910 megahertz through 145.940 megahertz. And then the downlink is on upper sideband. It's on 435.810 megahertz through 435.840 megahertz. Okay, then the AMSAT LTM-1 transponder is 1200 BPS, Fox to Limb, BPSK Beacon, and that is on 435.800 megahertz. And we want to thank NASA and AMSAT Engineering for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT net. All right, the AMSAT Board of Directors nominees has been announced. The nomination period for the 2024 AMSAT Board of Directors election ended on June the 15th. The following candidates have been duly nominated. We've got Mark Hammond, NAMH, Frank Kanoskis, N1UW, Bruce Page, KK5DO, Paul Stotzer, N8HM, and Douglas Tabor, N6UA. As three seats on the Board of Directors are up for election this year, the three candidates receiving the largest number of votes shall be declared elected to the seats. The two candidates receiving the next largest number of votes shall be declared first alternate and second alternate, respectively. The voting process will be conducted via AMSAT's Wild Apricot membership system and will commence on July the 15th. Instructions for voting will be emailed to all members in good standing as of July 1st by July the 15th. The voting period shall conclude on September the 15th and results will be announced not later than September the 30th. Okay, biographies of the candidates will be available for review online and published in the next edition of the AMSAT Journal. And we want to thank Jeff Davis, KE9V AMSAT Secretary, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV, Houston AMSATnet. And let's see, we're just a little bit before a quarter after the hour here, so we're going to take a quick standby at this point, and we're going to take a look around and see who we've had checking in. Okay, let's see, we got Charlie, K5ENG, he's over there in West Houston, and we talked to him a couple days ago, so we got him checked in here, and glad to hear he's doing good over there. And let's see, we've got Kai, that's N6ZZO. He's over there in McKinleyville, California, and he's our podcast listener who calls and checks in, and he usually listens to the net on Wednesdays while he's running his route there doing the mail at work. All right, we like talking to Kai there. It's been a while, and he has been telling us about his project of creating a rotator, satellite rotator system. So I know he's worked a lot on the software for that, so we'll hope it's come along okay. Hey, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Thanks to Dale, WD0AKO, up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. He does the backup archiving of the audio for the website, and we appreciate that. And then thanks to Vern, WD0RCR, up there in Wentzville, Missouri. You can hear our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, at 5:30 and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band there on Saturday.
W5BSA repeater.
Okay, we check APRS real quick. Looks like we don't have any APRS check-ins at the moment. But once again, you can check in via APRS by sending a message to WV5Y. And, yeah, that'll work. Okay, let's see. From IRC, we've got 8K0A, Ken, KG4OZW, Clay, KG4WIJ, Brian, NZ9T, Renee, K8WX, Bob. And then let's see over here on Echolink. We've got Steve, KA5YFC. Good evening to him. Hello to Mitch, 80HJ. He's over there in Jackson, Minnesota. And, of course, thanks to Mitch, you can participate in the Wednesday night AmSatNet that takes place on DMR. And that's on the AmSat Digital Talk Group of DMR 98006 or YSF Fusion 11689. And that net happens at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. So we appreciate Mitch doing that for us. And if you're going to be doing any, making any roves, making any grid squares available on satellite, or want to pass on some of your satellite operating experiences, those are good guys to talk to and let them know how things are going. And once again, that's Mitch on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central Time on DMR. Okay, we want to say hello to Andrew, KC5LWI. He's down there in Galveston. And, of course, he makes sure we all get across that ferry landing there safely and from one side to the other without sinking in the middle. So we sure do appreciate that. We got Bob, K9OIM, and Bruce, KK5DO. He's up there in Roman Forest. And, of course, once again, thanks to him, he does the URLs posted to www.amsatnet.com. So we appreciate that. And I'm sure he's got another year of becoming an AmSat Board of Directors member. And we'll continue that for a little bit longer. And then we've got Indoff, N6UTC, and he's over there in Long Beach, California. So good evening to Indoff. Okay, this is Marty, WV5YN, the Houston AmSat Net. And once again, you can call check in by calling 713-467-9870. That phone is working now. You can also send an email. That's to WV5Y@AmSat.org, which we're going to have to change that pretty soon because that's only going to work for about another month. And then, let's see, also, that APRS system will work. You can send just a message to WV5Y. Okay, like I said, we're going to have to change our email address and from amsat.org. And we're going to cover that topic again here right now, and that's because the AmSat Mail Alias service is going to end on August the 1st, 2024. A long-standing member service, because I know I've had the amsat.org email address since, I'd say around 1990 or so, somewhere around there. The AmSat Mail Service alias is scheduled to end August the 1st, 2024. A mail alias on AmSat.org permitted people to send an email to members without knowing their actual internet email address. They just needed to know their amateur radio call sign and that they used AmSat. Unfortunately, the unchecked rise in domain name hacking and email account hijacking has made it impossible to sustain this service at a cost-effective level. The number of call sign at AMSAT.org email accounts that had been hijacked and converted to zombie spam accounts over the years had led many internet service providers and gateway centers to ban all at AMSAT.org email addresses, including those business accounts of AMSAT officers and officials. Of course, this became a problem. The tireless efforts of AMSAT's all-volunteer IT staff has worked for years to repair much of the damage, but AMSAT still gets complaints from members who are not getting their personal emails, AMSAT bulletins, or AMSAT BB posts because of persistent delivery problems. It has come to the point where the AMSAT volunteer IT staff can no longer keep up with the maintenance requirements to keep the alias mail list clean and to work with email gateways to remove blocks. And after considerable investigation into alternative paid email services, AMSAT leadership decided that the money required to keep an email alias system alive would be better spent on building and flying satellites for its members. Persons using the mail alias service should begin to migrate to different email accounts so that they do not lose receipt of personal emails, AMSAT News Service weekly bulletins, AMSAT BB posts, or other official messages from AMSAT itself. Members are especially asked to make sure they are not using a call sign at AMSAT.org as their registered email address in the AMSAT membership portal. Members can easily change their registered member email address by logging into the portal and updating their profile. And that was a nice service that AMSAT provided there for many years. And sorry gonna be to see it go. And too bad that they are unable to keep up with it. But times do change. And we want to thank AMSAT for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. There is a video of the AMSAT engineering question and answer sessions that is available. Vice President of Engineering of AMSAT, Jerry Buxton, N0JY, hosted a question and answer social gathering live streams on YouTube and Twitch. As he mentioned in his hamvention, they canceled all my flights video for questions on developments with golf, Fox Plus, and other projects. There's an archived video of the sessions, and it's over on YouTube, and you can find it at youtube.com/@N0JY/streams, streams. Okay, says note, if you read this at the time of publication, the final session may be ongoing as it is scheduled to run from 01 UTC to 200 UTC on Sunday, June 23rd. Okay, that's not a problem for us. We're a couple days past that. But we want to thank Jerry Buxton, N0JY, AMSAT Vice President of Engineering, for making his video there available on YouTube. All right, and the 2024 coins for AMSAT are here now. You can help support golf and Fox Plus, so you can just join the AMSAT President's Club today. And the URL to join is www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. We heard from Vern. That was a quick check in there off the phone lines. WA0RCR in Wentzville, Missouri. So glad to hear he's doing good there. And of course, you can hear our net on Saturday on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, as he likes to say. Thanks to him. All right, this is Marty WV5Y with the Houston AmSat Net. We do have some changes. Oh, nope, there are no changes or additions or deletions to the AmSat TLE distribution, but two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the files you need to update to keep your satellite tracking programs current. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites, and TLE bulletin files are updated Thursday evenings around 2300 UTC, or more frequently if new high-interest satellites are launched. So you can find more info about Keplerian element files over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And this week, there are no additions or deletions to the AmSat TLE distribution, but we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AmSat Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. All right, do you need new satellite antennas? You can purchase an M2 LEO pack from the AmSat store. And when you purchase through AmSat, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. All right, let's see. We're just about at the bottom of the hour here. So I think we're going to take a quick standby right now and see if we've had any local check-ins, see if we've had anybody join us. This is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AmSat Net on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston. If we have any local check-ins, come now. All right. Herbert must be busy this evening, and we haven't heard from Carl in a while there since the storm. So hopefully he's doing okay over there in Jersey Village. Okay, let's see, we're down to ARIS News. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is 145.800 megahertz worldwide. There's the Complejo Educativo Nuestra Señora de Fatima, North 1139 and North degrees 8119 in Perez, Argentina, had a telebridge contact via VK6MJ. All right, this is still a couple days out. The ISS call sign is scheduled to be NA1SS. Scheduled crew member is going to be Jeanette Epps, KF5QNU. The ARIS mentor is VE6JBJ. The contact is Thursday, 6/27/2024 at 13:38:07 UTC with a maximum elevation of 56 degrees. And as always, if there's an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. The crossband repeater on the International Space Station continues to be active. It's on 145.990 MHz up the PL tone of 67 and 437.800 megahertz down. And it sure was crowded for field day. Except for at 3 in the morning, I almost made a contact. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the microphone, raise the volume up, and talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. You may want to work a contact on the ISS and end up talking to an astronaut or cosmonaut. Okay, they say note, all their listed times are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction for your location or start listening about 10 minutes before the listed time. And the latest information on the operation mode can be found at www.aeris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use on the International Space Station can be found at www.aeris.org/contact-the-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the Aeris Operation Team mentors, for that information.
DL-123.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Well, we've got some upcoming satellite operation quick hits. It's from Randy, ND0C, from 24th of June through the 7th of July. We will be on another family camping vacation, which means another satellite roving expedition. Says this time through Wisconsin to Michigan and back through Illinois and Iowa. No super rare grids, but several that may be needed by many. The grids and passes will depend on where and when we happen to be while on the road or camping. This will be all low Earth orbit sats, FM, and single sideband. As always, I will try for EU passes on RS-44 when possible. Looking forward to pushing past the 100 grids roved milestone, and more info to come. We've got a Japanese station, JA2QJI/8, will be QRV on GreenCube IO-117 from QN-05 on the 25th of June. And you can see hams.at for any additional details. Okay, and then from Mike, N8MR, I will be in grid EN57 with roves to EN67 from Friday, June 28th through Saturday, July the 6th, using an ICOM 9700 Aero and Alaskan antennas, listening for Europe on linear eastern passes. I can rove to EN56 only if needed. Posting passes to hams.at a day in advance. All QSOs to Logbook of the World as N8MR. So whenever they get Logbook of the World working again, his QSOs will be to that call sign, N8MR. Okay, we've got HB0/DK9JC, should be QRV from grid JN47 on GreenCube IO-117 on the 26th of June. See hams.at for any updates. And then under major roves, we've got VP5/AA5UK will be QRV from FL31 from the 23rd of June through the 5th of July. This operation will be holiday style, but will cover HF, LEO, and medium Earth orbit. Head over to his VP5/AA5UK QRZ page for all the info you can shake a stick at. Okay, we want to thank Ian Parsons, K5ZM, AMSAT Rover Page Manager, and Alex Nears, K6VHF, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. Hey, you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get an AMSAT car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. Okay, and the URL for that Zazzle link there is www.zazzle.com/store/AMSAT_gear. All right, you know, you look a little more official. You got that AMSAT car flag there. You're sitting on the side of the road making satellite contacts, and that trooper pulls up behind you, you know, and he wants to know what you're doing. Hey, you look a little bit more official when you say, look, here's my AMSAT car flag and, of course, my FCC federal license, and I'm making satellite contacts. And then hopefully that way they just leave you alone. All right, we do have some AMSAT ambassador activities. AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, hamfests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. And AMSAT Ambassador Clint Bradford, K6LCS, says, think a 75-minute presentation on working the easy satellites would be appropriate for your club or event? Let me know by emailing me at K6LCSCLINT@gmail.com or calling at 909-999-7287. Clint has never given the exact same show twice. Each of the 150-plus presentations so far has been customized and tailored to his audiences. Hey, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. We do have some scheduled events coming up. We've got Moon Day Frontiers of Flight Museum, July 20th, 2024, and that's at Love Field in Dallas, Texas. He says AMSAT volunteers are needed. Contact T. Schuessler at AMSAT.org for more information. And that's T-S-C-H-U-E-S-S-L-E-R at AMSAT.org. Okay, then we've got the Huntsville Hamfest, August 17th through the 18th, 2024, in Huntsville, Alabama. The AMSAT booth and forum will be hosted by NADEU and W4FCL. Okay, then there's the Northeast Ham Exposition, August 22nd through the 25th, 2024, and that's at the Best Western Royal Plaza Hotel and Trade Center at 181 Boston Post Road West in Marlborough, Massachusetts, 01752. There's the Greater Louisville Hamfest in September the 7th, 2024, in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. There will be an AMSAT forum and an information table available, and that will be hosted by W4FCL. Then the Central Kentucky Ham Fest, October the 5th, 2024, in Lexington, Kentucky. AMSAT, an Educational Satellites Forum and Information Table by AI4SR, and, of course, the very busy W4FCL. We appreciate all that he does for us. Okay, there's the North Star Radio Convention, October the 5th, 2024, at the Hennepin Technical College North Campus in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. AMSAT Forum and Information Table, hosted by K0JM and Mitch, AD0HJ. And then the 2024 AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting, October 25th to the 27th, 2024, at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Tampa Rocky Point Waterfront. That's 3050 North Rocky Point Drive West in Tampa, Florida, 33607. All right, we want to thank Clint Bradford, K6LCS, and AMSAT for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. And we want to just remind everybody that thanks to Bruce, we do have a web page. You can find that over at www.amsatnet.com. He's got our links that we discuss here, and also he's got a lot of good satellite award information over there. So if you'd like to find out how to get awards for making satellite contacts, there's information on that over there, thanks to Bruce. And then you can also go over to www.amsat.org, and you can find the status of the satellites, the frequencies that they're operating on, and then there's the web, the store. You can buy satellite antennas. You can find out information about the symposium coming up, all kinds of great stuff over there. So be sure and check that out. That's at www.amsat.org.
DL-123.
Okay. If you participated in the AMSAT Field Day, remember to submit your summary sheet and any photos or comments by July 23rd, 2024. Submission details can be found at www.amsat.org/field-day, and be sure and submit your pictures, and you may just find that you're looking at them again there in the AMSAT Journal. All right, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org, and in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, a club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at one-half the standard yearly rate, and post-secondary school students enrolled in at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. And memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 73, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. That's from this week's ANS editor, Paul Stotzer, N8HM. That's N8HM@amsat.org. And ANS is a service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, which is at 712 H Street, NE, Suite 1653, Washington, D.C., 20002. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. And let's see, we'll take a quick look around here, see if we have any more check-ins. Okay, we have Simidin, KB4REE, and also CD2ELE, Roberto in Chile, and those guys are checking in, and they are on Echolink, so appreciate them showing up here, and we got y'all checked in there to the Houston AmSatNet. Look around here a little bit. Oh, we did have a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket launch that was successful today. And let's see, that was launched at 5:26 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, June the 25th, from Launch Complex 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. And that's the GOES-U, Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite, U, and it's one of the most elaborate, complicated satellites that we've seen built so far. So we know that's going to provide a lot of good information for us here on the Earth. Okay, let's see, right as the net started, they were in coast phase and awaiting another startup of the engines to bring them up to a higher altitude. So I'm sure all that probably went successfully. We'll be finding out a little bit more about that and probably reporting on that more next week. The GOES-U satellite will orbit above the Earth's equator at approximately 22,236 miles or 35,700 kilometers, observing weather patterns in the contiguous USA, Central and South America, and Atlantic Ocean. GOES-U is part of NOAA's most sophisticated geostationary operational environmental satellites, or the GOES series, and will assist weather forecasters and climate researchers with real-time high-resolution imagery, earlier detection of severe weather that could save lives, and a tropical cyclone forecasts. And especially of interest to amateurs, the weather satellite also carries a suite of space weather instruments that will be used to detect solar storms early and help predict their possible impacts. And following booster separation, which they did have, and they both landed successfully and just moments apart, the two new side boosters supporting this mission will land on SpaceX's landing zones 1 and 2, that's LZ-1 and LZ-2, at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, which they did magnificently. Okay, let's see if we can find out a little bit more of that, about that. See, the final GOES-U satellite successfully launched Tuesday from Cape Canaveral in Florida to aid efforts to track and forecast weather amid changing climate conditions across the globe. And like we said, launch time was 5:26 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, with 2.8 million pounds of propellant fueling all 27 Merlin engines at 5.1 million pounds of thrust. The mission launched on a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket from Launch Complex 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. This was the 10th ever liftoff by SpaceX's Falcon Heavy. It was supersonic at 5:28 p.m., traveling faster than the speed of sound. A launch dispatcher said things at the time were performing well. A booster separation was confirmed at 5:29 p.m. The two side boosters then returned to Cape Canaveral and guided themselves as expected at landing zones LZ-1 and LZ-2. It was called a picture-perfect launch by a NASA official before 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. NASA and SpaceX were, weather pending, set to launch the GOES-U weather satellite during a two-hour launch window, opening originally slated for possibly 5:16 Pacific p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, about 10 minutes before the liftoff took place. It was the final satellite of the GOES-U series of satellites put into orbit. The information gathered by the satellites will be used for real-time weather predictions, such as severe hurricane weather. A NASA official on Tuesday during live launch commentary pointed to the devastating 2021 Hurricane Ida in Louisiana and how the satellite's high-resolution imagery was used to track and give forecasts. Weather officials at Cape Canaveral gave favorable weather predictions, originally calling for a 30% chance of favorable conditions for launch. The spacecraft was placed into a so-called geostationary transfer orbit before proceeding to its final orbit position in geostationary orbit. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. Okay, from a couple days ago, by Mark Moran in Washington, D.C., SpaceX deploys another round of Internet satellites.
BL-123.
Yes, SpaceX has been busy. SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket carrying 22 Starlight Internet satellites into low Earth orbit from Cape Canaveral in Florida at 1:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The reusable first stage booster returned to the drone ship a shortfall of gravitas in the Atlantic Ocean about 8 minutes after launch. This was the 11th flight of the booster rocket and the 75th time this drone ship has been used to recover a first stage booster. Between weather and technical issues, SpaceX has been facing challenges in deploying this mission since June the 14th. This is the 65th SpaceX mission this year, and the company is on pace for 148 missions, eclipsing last year's total of 98. And this is SpaceX's 348th Falcon mission overall, and the company seeks to provide internet service to 3 million people when all of its satellites are deployed. SpaceX is scheduled to launch another Falcon 9 with a batch of 20 Starlink satellites at 11:45 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, this time from Vandenberg Space Force Base, California. That payload will include 13 satellites featuring direct-to-cell capabilities. SpaceX will use the drone ship, Of Course I Still Love You, for retrieval of the first stage booster rocket. A Starlink satellite has a lifespan of approximately 5 years, and SpaceX eventually hopes to launch as many as 42,000 satellites. It has been seeking approval to launch more. SpaceX is scheduled to launch a geostationary satellite Monday from Cape Canaveral, weather permitting, which they did. This will be the latest in a series of geostationary satellite launches, which sit about 23,000 miles above the Earth and work with other geostationary units to cover the surface of the planet with signal through a process known as triangulation. This launch has been delayed since April. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT net. Let's see also from Space Daily, this the Astra 1P launched on SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. And this is from June 21st. Let's see, by Clarence Oxford in Los Angeles. SES announced that the Astra 1P satellite was launched by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida at 5:35 p.m. local time on June the 21st. The Ku band satellite will enhance SES's TV neighborhood at 19.2 degrees east, delivering content for broadcasters, sport organizations, and content owners to European TV markets. Astra 1P will also deliver HD content to subscribers of HD Plus, SES's satellite TV platform in Germany. Built by Thales Alenia Space, Astra 1P is based on the Electric Space Bus NEO platform and features 80 transponders capable of delivering 500 HD TV channels. It will replace the current four satellites at 19.2 degrees east, serving 119 million TV households. We are excited that Astra 1P will be joining our fleet of geostationary satellites, marking the next generation of satellites to operate at one of the most important orbital positions responsible for delivering content to hundreds of millions of viewers in Europe, said Adel Al-Saleh, CEO of SES. Ever since the launch of Astra 1A in 1988, our satellites have played a pivotal role in reliably delivering high-quality content to viewers. We are well-positioned to continue supporting our broadcast customers for many years to come with Astra 1P. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT net. Well, we've just about used up all of our time here. Andrew says, what did he miss? He didn't miss anything. Okay, let's see. Well, we look forward to catching everybody next week, so we want everybody to stay safe out there. We hope everybody had a good field day, didn't get too many mosquito bites or lose too much sleep, help make lots of contacts, and so keep doing that. Keep playing with those radios, making satellite contacts, and we look forward to catching everybody next week. So, from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO, up there in Roman 4.